Welcome to episode number 172.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips on where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year 2018 just around the corner. And this is the last episode of the 2017 library of RV podcasts. And we're excited about what 2018 is going to bring. And we're going to do a different show today than we normally do. We're going to turn it pretty much over to you, the audience. And we're all going to share each other's bucket lists. And hopefully, as we listen to what everybody else is doing, we are going to find ourselves inspired as well. This is kind of a slow week in the RV industry, so we thought we would put you guys on the spot and share all of your adventures that you're pinning in right now on your 2018 calendars. Joining me right now, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, dear.
Hello, Michael.
Wow, we had a busy Christmas season. I'll say that.
It was great.
It was great. We had, we did like over two weekends in a row. We had family and we had friends, and I was pretty tired at the end of yesterday, which is we're recording this the day after Christmas, and now all of our attention looks to 2018. So what a time we had, huh?
We had a really good time, and now I'm excited to welcome in the possibilities of 2018.
Yeah. What's... I'll put you on the spot. What excites you about 2018? I mean, we know we've got quite a few things that are already on our calendar, but I wonder which ones that you're particularly looking forward to.
Well, I like the Southwest, and I like California. I like that side of the country. I don't know whether we'll spend much time over that way, but hopefully we will.
Yeah. Well, it's on our list. And that's the nice thing about a bucket list, you know, because if you don't do it this year, you can always do it next year. We've got so many places that we want to visit.
And I've given up on the idea of Alaska because we always have too many interruptions. We don't have 3 or 4 months empty.
Yeah. Well.
And that's okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that we've got planned. And we now have these RV gatherings almost every month, and we need to make as many of those as we can, but I think we're going to skip a couple of those and do some traveling on our own because we don't want to make it all scheduled. We want that serendipity out there that we like so much.
I don't know what's happened, but it's gotten very busy, but it's all good.
Oh, it is all good. Really is. And I am really excited. I tossed out this podcast to our listeners and some of our friends, our social media friends, our moderators on our Facebook group and page, and just ask anybody who had some plans for 2018 to call in and leave us a message of where they're going and offer their wishes. And wow, they responded. I don't know if I can get to all of them, but we are going to give it a pretty good try.
Well, I hope you can, and I am ready to get pumped.
Yep, I think you will. And so we're going to do this show a little differently. We're not going to have the tip of the week, and we're not going to have a lot of the normal little sections because we want to make room for everybody's 2018 bucket list and hear as much as we can from everybody about those. So that's kind of where we're headed. And I want to get started and tell you right at the top that this part of the podcast is brought to you by our friends at Campers Inn. They are the RVer's trusted resource for over 50 years. And they're the nation's largest family-operated RV dealership, 19 locations around the country and growing, all of them offering rock-bottom deals on motorhomes and fifth wheels at all 19 locations. Hurry in, check them out, say hello to them, wish them a Merry Christmas. They've got top brands from Tiffin, Grand Design, Coachman, Thor, Forest River, and many, many others. And they're home of the Integrity Pricing Guarantee. That means all quotes for new RVs include freight, orientation, detailing, and prep. So you'll never be surprised by hidden upcharges and fees. Campers Inn, good friends of ours. Well, back to our bucket list ideas. The first thing that we want to, and we'll put a link in the show notes for this episode, which is roadtrekking.com/172. And it's a post on the blog that lists all of the information about the road trekking gatherings that start in just a couple of weeks. You can check out those. Now, it doesn't make any difference what kind of an RV you have, whether you're in a travel trailer, a fifth wheel, a big motorhome, a small motorhome, even a tent. If you want to camp in the wintertime in a tent, that's good.
Or your car.
Or your car. We've had that happen before, too. So I'll put that up. But we are. That's probably the first thing that we normally we would have left Christmas Day after celebrating with our Michigan family, our youngest son and our daughter and their kids and spouses. We normally head south right on Christmas Day, but we are actually holding off. We've got a couple other things we're going to do. We're going to enjoy the snow and cold for a few more weeks. We really have had fun with the snow and cold.
Yay, I love the snow.
Except today. Today was
today?
2 below 0, and it's just too hard for Bo's feet out there.
And I were out there working on the driveway.
Were you?
Yeah.
I guess I can't kind of hide the fact that I'm a little under the weather. Seems like we both had a cold. You all knew that.
Yes, you shared your cold.
I shared my cold. I was very magnanimous and gave it to Jennifer. But this morning I woke up with...
And I hope you don't share this.
I hope it's not the flu.
Well, nobody wants to hear about this. Let's move on.
Well, it's not bad. I'm just very tired. So it's kind of great that I don't have to do a whole lot of work for this episode. This episode probably a little shorter than the others. Oh, I don't know. We got so many people who called in. So our first thing is coming up in just a couple of weeks in January at Tequamanon Falls State Park in Michigan's beautiful Upper Peninsula.
And y'all come.
Now, I don't know. Last I looked, there were still a couple of sites. I mean,
that's
the whole
they can't
park.
They can't book them all up.
Yeah,
they have to leave some.
They have to
available.
Leave some for walk-ins. And there's not a lot of walk-ins, you know, in the middle of the wintertime up there, except from our group. We started off with just us, just Jennifer and me, and then a couple joined us the next year, and then some more and more. And now we're over 70 people, I think, and maybe more than that.
I can't believe that weekend. We've got this commitment that we look forward to every year, and then our granddaughter is dancing in Chicago, and then there's a big RV show in Grand Rapids. Other places. We need to be three places at once.
We'd like to do Tampa as well.
Yes. Oh, man. Four places at once we'd like to be.
Yeah, we love doing all of that stuff. So, I wanted to, speaking of your comments and feedback, I just did a video that was released this week. If you go to our YouTube channel, just go to RVLifestyleChannel.com. It'll take you right to it. And the most recent one is a 34-minute video where we get personal. A lot of you send us these questions. We try and answer them on the podcast, and sometimes we answer on social media and other places. But these were kind of ones that were more personal about us and how we RV and just some. So I've been saving them, and we went through and cleared up all that file and answered it. So get a chance if you would like to learn more about us and how we do it. Go to our YouTube channel. That was fun doing that.
It was. Good thing you did it yesterday when you had lots of energy.
Yeah. Well, as I'm talking here, my energy is coming back. So
well, good.
I was debating recording this because I slept all day today, which isn't all bad. All right, I'm going to get us right into this in just a moment, but I want to just give a tip of the hat to some of our sponsors. They're not getting a big, long, full read because we're doing a different type of show, but we just want to thank them. You'll hear some of them. Actually, I invited some of them to share their plans for 2018 in this segment coming up in a little bit, but one of them is our friends at Rad Power Bikes. They normally sponsor Jennifer's Tip of the Week, and we got to get you one of those Rad Power Bikes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. If you've never seen these electric bikes, they're very, very hot with RVers because they can go 20 miles per hour. That's the fastest you can go without having to have a special license for them. They can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. They have great pricing. They're all priced at a really great price, sometimes half that what you'd pay for comparable electric bikes on the market. So check them out, radpowerbikes.com. You will like them. All right. So what we did is we shared bucket lists for 2018. And we just shared ours. Our first one is coming up in a couple of weeks. And then in February, we go down to Manatee State Park in Florida and look at the manatees with a group of road trekkers. And I'll put a link under the show notes of all of those gatherings. Most of them are filled. I'll tell you, they fill up very quickly. But most of them all have waiting lists. And usually if you're on a waiting list, you will get in because there's always cancellations at the end. But that's where our bucket list is, and I've shared this before on the podcast, so I'm not going to rehash it, but I'll put that link in, and you can read that if you want to see where we're going and all that subject to change, because if we see something else we want to do, boop, we're going to do that too. It's kind of the way we work, isn't it?
Mr. and Mrs. ADD.
Yep. All right. So let's jump in and start listening to some of the bucket list plans, and some of them are pretty cool. Let's start with one of our Facebook page readers named Angelique.
Mike and Jennifer, this is Angelique from Austin, Texas. My bucket list starts tomorrow morning on a Caribbean cruise with my kids and some friends. In February, I'm going to take the road trek, 2006 Adventurous, to Big Bend, with also with some friends and family. And in May, I hope to drive some of the Pacific Coast Highway in Northern California. That's all the plans I've made so far, because with a road trek, you don't really have to make plans. And Happy New Year to you and all our fellow RVers.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
That sounds like a great list.
That is great, Angelique. And boy, a nice Caribbean cruise right now to start off, to say goodbye to 2017 and hello to 2018. That sounds pretty good to me right now.
It does.
2 below zero this morning. Bo doesn't care. He's at my foot now.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bo's going to have trouble going south, because he's got a great winter coat right now.
He does. Well, okay, so that's Angelique's plan, and I like what she said at the end, that it's all subject to change, and that's what we keep trying to tell you guys out there. Don't overplan. You answered that in that YouTube video yesterday. Don't overplan. Allow the winds of serendipity to change your plans. Don't get locked into reservations if you know, so that you can't just take advantage of the things that come up, like Angelique just said. All right, let's keep listening to some more of you. Here's two of our friends. They'll be up at our Tequamanon Falls Winter Campout. We see them every year there and a couple of other places. Ari and Jesse Adler.
Hello, Mike and Jennifer. This is Ari and Jesse Adler checking in from the road as we wrap up 2017 with a trip from Michigan to Florida and back. It has been great having our bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen on board for this long trip.
As we head into 2018, we've got a busy schedule planned, beginning in January with the awesome winter road trek freeze out in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan at Tequamanon Falls. Then in June, we'll be headed all the way out to Glacier to meet up with more of our road trekking friends for that awesome photo safari adventure.
Later in the year, we are going to the opposite end of the country when we go down to Texas for the RV Nomads movie premiere, so we're looking forward to that trip as well. In between, we will be trying to grab every pure Michigan weekend adventure that we can get away with.
As well as I will be continuing my running road and trail races this year and having the road trek available at the start line for not only food, support, gear, but also some camping right at the beginning and the end of the race is fantastic and always a bonus.
So we just wanted to call and wish you and all of our fellow listeners a Happy New Year, and we hope you have safe travels in 2018.
We will see you on the road.
We sure will. They are, like I said, some of our absolute favorite people. You know where they are right now?
No.
Florida.
Well,
warm.
Well, that's
Jessie
right.
Just put a picture up today on our Facebook page of her throwing her socks up in the air because she's not going to wear socks for the rest of their week trip in Florida before they come back to Michigan. So
I was kind of in the box thinking about how nice it would have been when we used to do fun runs every weekend if we had had a road trek then.
Oh my gosh. We
would have enjoyed that. And then we both did fun runs on the weekend. But then you got into
long distance bike
riding across the state of
Michigan.
And
that would have been great. You could have been my sag wagon.
Well, I, you know,
you did that
was
in the car.
There in the car and picked people up and drove people here and there.
But wouldn't they have loved
but
the
But we
road
stayed
trip?
In hotel rooms.
Wouldn't they have loved the RV?
The RV would have been great.
Yeah. Well, that's the neat thing about this lifestyle is because it supplements so many other things. In Jessie's case, she is a really highly skilled athlete. She probably would blush when she hears me say that, but she is. She does half marathons, trail runs, and I think she's an ambassador for skirt shorts, which is these little running skirts that everybody wears, women wear. And but she's quite the athlete.
You never know. These days, everybody might be wearing
skirt never know.
Shorts.
They look pretty comfortable, so what the heck. All right, let's go up to Canada, London, Ontario, to be precise, and our friend Brian Barker.
Hello, this is Brian Barker calling in from London, Ontario, Canada, and I wanted to wish all my friends a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and I look forward to meeting up with many of you at the gathering in Montana in June.
That gathering is the second year in a row we've come back. Normally we go to a different place, but we had so much fun out right on the edge of Glacier National Park at the Chewing Black Bones RV Resorts, run by the Blackfeet Nation. And the tribe just welcomed us last year. It's a big campground, beautiful scenery, right on the water, and great mountain backdrops. And so we're going to be back there this year as well. That's the big one we do every June, where we concentrate on taking great photographs. So that'll be fun. Brian is a photographer too, and so I'm looking forward to seeing Brian out there. All right, you know this next guest. He has been on the blog for most of the past year as he shared his camping adventures. He shipped his RV across to Europe, and he, his wife Sharon, and their dog, their cat, oh my gosh, would she get mad, with their cat, Her Majesty herself, Fiona the Fearless. They traveled in their RV all up and down Europe, and Camp Scant did a number of stories for us on the blog. He's back now, and he's getting ready to head out again, and he sends along his greetings.
Hi, Mike. This is Camp Skunk. I'd like to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and my plans for the coming year are to head on out early in the spring, maybe February, March, and head west. I don't know whether we're going to do the mountains or the ocean, but we're going to spend the year out in the American West, and believe it or not, we really missed it last year when we were in Europe. We missed going out west, and because we've been doing it every year, and it'll be really nice to get back out there.
If you are new to our roadtrekking.com RV travel blog, go on there and look under Road Trekking Reporters and start following the post that Camp Skunk has done over the years. He has a theory that we and many others are now trying to embrace as well, where you know how hot and miserable it can get in the summertime? It can kind of get pretty miserable. He works his travels up with mountains and the seasons, so it's never over 70, 72, 75 at the most. And there's a story on the blog that you can find that where Camp Skunk shares how he does that. All right, we'll get right back to our call-ins in just a moment. But first, let me say that sponsoring this part of the program and usually our questions of the week every week are our friends at Van City RV. All of their stores are now known as Van City RV, and they have four locations now with the largest inventory of new and used Class B RVs, with locations in St. Louis, Missouri, in Las Vegas, Nevada, in Kalispell, Montana, and now Colorado Springs, Colorado. Van City RV is about the American dream, living rich and full on the road, on the land, and they have been helping RVers reach those dreams since 1970. Jennifer and I have visited these guys. We've met the staff, and they've become great friends over the years as they are here. You'll hear Dan. He phoned in some New Year's greetings in just a little bit. Dan, the van man from Van City RV. I think they're closed this week as they celebrate the break here after a very busy year. So they'll be opening right after the first of the year. Van City RV, we thank the world to those guys. All right, back now to some more of our call-ins about bucket list plans for 2018.
Greetings, Mike and Jennifer. This is Dan Hallinan, one of your moderators. A Merry Christmas I hope you had, and hope your New Year's is full of joy and great excitement and new adventures. We didn't get out as much in our RT in the last couple months of the 2017, but we hope that we're going to get a lot of weekends away and just cruise and adventure and find new places and, of course, my favorite, new bakeries. Happy New Year to all the RT people out there, and wishing you the best of all in the new year.
You too, Dan. Dan, as he said, is one of our moderators. Those moderators are our unsung heroes for our road trekking group, which has about 16,000 plus members, and our page, which has 411,000 people who've liked the page. They keep it all friendly and upbeat, and they do that all as volunteers, and we just we couldn't do it without those guys. And
that's right.
Dan is one of the...
You would have burned out.
Yeah, I still come close sometimes, right? All right, I mentioned Van City and Dan the Van Man. Here's Dan, just passing along his greetings.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, the crew here from Van City RV would like to thank all your listeners and your followers. A happy holiday season and a happy new year. We'd like to thank everybody that stopped by in 2017, and we look forward to seeing you in 2018. Have a great holiday season.
And you guys too at Van City, Dan. Out west again, the southwest, the Phoenix, Arizona area, and another one of our very favorite people, also a moderator, Jennifer Fawcett.
Hi, this is Jennifer calling from Goodyear, Arizona. I wanted to wish all of you in the Road Trek community happy holidays and a very happy new year. I hope that all of your road adventures are exciting and have no mechanicals whatsoever. However, my goals for the coming year are to get out as much as possible and enjoy my road trek and save up my milk money for a new Zion. Anyways, best wishes to all of you and have a great New Year's. Signing out from Goodyear, Arizona, this is Jennifer Fawcett.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. And you too have a great time out there.
Jennifer has a great voice.
She does. Mm-hmm. And she does so much work for us as the moderator. All the moderators do. But
I enjoyed meeting her last year.
Yeah, we were out in Phoenix and we met her and got a chance to get to know her besides being online. And she's out camping every single time that she can. You know, 2017 for everybody had a lot of ups. And I had a lot of downs. That's just the way it is in life today, isn't it? There's something about the road trekking community, though, that provides a source of great strength and support and love when those downs take a very unexpected turn. And that's what happened to another one of our very favorite people, Lisa Gruner, this year. Lisa lost her husband, Bill. Unexpected. I mean, it always is unexpected. She's been a stalwart on our road trekking group. She's still planning to join us up in the Upper Peninsula. This Alabama Southern Belle's coming up. But this was a bittersweet reminiscence for Lisa, and I want to share it with you here.
Happy New Year from Lisa Gruner in North Alabama. My plans for 2018 look a lot different with the recent loss of my husband, my sweet William. But he would be happy to know that I intend to keep going on trips in our Big Blue, our 2017 CSXL. Thanks to so many special people in this Road Trek Facebook family and the awesome folks at Erwin-Heimer and Kitchener for making Bill's trips warm, welcoming, and so much easier. You're all appreciated and loved so much. My plans for the new year include hoping to make it to the freeze out in Michigan in January, which is a big deal for a Southern Belle to contemplate doing. I've even bought snow sneakers, pants, and a jacket. Hopefully the weather cooperates so I can use them. Other plans include the Manatee Float in Florida, the Sonoma Gathering in California, and the Nantahala Gathering in North Carolina. And I'm hoping to make it to Algonquin next fall. Bill and I had hoped to do Key West this year with my grandson, so that's still on my plate. We have a reservation at Bahia Honda State Park. Sure hoping it opens up in time. Besides all these plans, I'll be on the road to visit family and friends as well as whatever I come up with this year. Looking forward to seeing all of you out there on the road next year. Bye.
Bye. We're looking forward to seeing Lisa. I can't wait to see her out in that snow. See, I don't know if she's ever seen that much snow. And God bless her for going. This is going to be a great time. She's much loved by everybody, as you can just tell. How could you not with that voice? And if you're not sure about it, wait till you try her pecan pie, which she brings plenty of those as well. Lisa Gruner, Merry Christmas. I know you had a bittersweet one, but remembering Bill's memory, what a wonderful man Bill was. Bill was a rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. Just amazing stories that Bill had. I look forward on the other side to talk with him at length someday. All right, let's take a listen to a friend of ours down in Florida. And this is one of our sponsors. And ever since we met these guys about a year ago this time, they've been just some of our favorite RV folks. And this is Nick Schmidt. And Nick is from Sunshine State RVs.
Hey, Road Trek World. This is Nick with Sunshine State RVs in Gainesville, Florida. I'm sure everybody had a great Christmas, and I want to wish everyone a happy new year. New beginnings are always exciting. 2018 is right around the corner. I'm sure everybody has some great resolutions, some great plans, hopefully some great travel plans in your RV. At Sunshine State RVs, we have the largest selection of used Class B RVs in the country. We have new Road Treks, Chinooks, Coachmen. I mean, so many Class B RVs. Everywhere you look, you just see Class B RVs. And we're really excited about what 2018 is going to bring. We will be at the Tampa Super Show representing Chinook. And we will have some brand spanking new Chinooks there. on display to check out. We will also be in Jacksonville RV Show, the Ocala RV Show. We have a very busy show season coming up. We're really excited about what we're going to be able to offer everybody in 2018. And make sure to check out our website to check out all our inventory. Drop us a call, give us an email. Let us know when you're coming by Florida. We'd love to meet everybody. Once again, I hope everyone has a happy new year, especially you, Mike, Jennifer, and Bo. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Goodbye, Nick. Thank you. Nick and Sunshine will be at our Manatee State Park gathering in February, where we all gather around and get a chance to look at those gorgeous manatees in Florida. And we'll see him then. And I think we're going to stop by their dealership. We always get a chance out of stopping there and learning a few things. So we'll be doing that next year.
All right.
As well. Two of our regulars on the podcast, I think we've had them as guests on the podcast a half dozen times over the past, going on 4 years now that this podcast has been out there. The folks who run RV Education 101, that's Mark and Don Polk. We spent some time with them just a couple weeks ago in Louisville, Kentucky at the big National RV Trade Show, and really enjoyed just being able to chill out a little bit and spend some cool time hanging out with those guys. And they pass along their greetings and their RV bucket list plans. Mark and Don Polk.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's Mark and Don Polk with RV Education 101.
Boy, it's hard to believe 2017's over, but we'll always have the memories of some great RV trips and adventures. In 2018, I get to cross something off my bucket list when we take my restored Dodge Power Wagon and our vintage camper on the 1,500-mile-long 2018 Hot Rod Power Tour.
Oh, boy, that's going to be a journey. And we are finally going to take a trip to the Northeast to visit some good friends and check out some lighthouses along the way. How much fun is that?
We'd like to wish you and Jennifer and all of your listeners a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to the Polks as well. It's really fun to hear everybody's plans for 2018.
It is. I like lighthouses.
Yeah, we haven't done a lighthouse tour. We did the Great Lakes Shoreline Tour four years ago, maybe, where we started, and we just did the American side because it took so long. It was over 3,000 miles. And we picked up the shoreline of Lake Ontario, started in New York, and traveled it to Lake Erie, and then up through
Huron.
Huron, and then across the Upper Peninsula, over to Superior, and back down Lake Michigan. We even crossed Michigan on a ferry in our RV. And that was a really fun trip. But we should do one with lighthouses someday. Everybody does that. That's a good idea. All right, back out to California, the coast, and you know her from our blog where Mary Jane Curry is our RV recipes editor, offering great meals and tips and recipes that will enhance your RV lifestyle, stuff that you can prepare right in your RV or bring with you. And we ask her to stop by and say hi.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. It's Mary Jane and Jeff Curry calling in from Camarillo, California, to wish you a very happy new year and the entire Road Trucking the Group site and membership. Jeff and I have our bucket list going for the year, and we're so looking forward to the Sonoma Gathering coming up in spring in Northern California and seeing quite a bit more of the United States. We're looking forward to seeing portions of Canada also. I've been busy in the galley making up different recipes and various techniques to share with the group in upcoming posts and YouTube videos. I hope everyone has a fabulous new year ahead, prosperous, healthy, happy, and we hope to see you on the road.
We do indeed. And we're going to try to do a Facebook Live video, or at least we'll record a video live. And then we can edit it so if there's any, you know, when you're waiting for stuff to get done. And we'll do that with Mary Jane cooking us a meal in her RV. We'll be doing that sometime after the first year. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun. Yeah, you're going to get a good meal.
That's right. I'm all for that. Let's see. Mark and Jean are up next.
Happy New Year. This is Mark and Jean Ingebrigtsen from Panama City, Florida. And we'd like to wish everyone a happy and safe New Year and safe travels. This year we hope to go to Baja California with RV or fantasy RV. Last year we went with them to Alaska and really enjoyed ourselves. We also plan on going to Greece with a tour group. And then later in the year, we plan to go to my niece's wedding in Iowa. Also, we go to Fort Wayne, Indiana in October, November to visit the Concordia Lutheran Seminary. And then we come back down south in late November to go to Saratoga Youth Ranch for the Thanksgiving Blues Festival. We enjoy all those events and some more. We're always open to go to new places and do new things. And we really enjoy you, Mike, and Jennifer, and even Bo. I want to give a shout out to Bo. Even though I've never met him, I'm sure he's one of those dogs that knows since he's been to school. So have a happy 2018.
Seems funny to say it, doesn't it? It's 2018. Thanks, Mark. Thank you, Gene. Yeah, Bo is a smart boy now.
He's a smart dog.
Yeah, that was the name of the class, the school that he went to, Smart Dog. And he's quite happy being a smart dog.
And they have a good year planned ahead. All the different places they're going, it sounds like a great time.
Yeah, they're going to be everywhere. He's got it planned right down. That's a lot of detail. Hey, one of the more unusual gatherings that we're going to be at this year is put together by our great friend Pogo. Pogo does a blues and he does a barbecue gathering. Smoking on the Bayou. He does that every along the Gulf Coast every February. And he's got one coming. I think it's either the last weekend of January, the 1st of February. But he's got one coming up. It's all sold out, so you can't go to it. But he's added another one. And this is in November. And we are going to that one. Pogo will tell you about it.
Hi, this is Pogo. My 2018 bucket list is having a group photo with everyone wearing their Mickey Mouse ears at the Fort Wilderness gathering come early November. Hope to see you there. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
That's going to be fun.
I hope we can be there. It's on our calendar.
Yeah, it is. And boy, they make it easy, Disney. When you make the reservations, they send you like a book of everything that's there. And that should be fun. So Pogo's put that together. And I don't know, we've got a whole section of the Fort Wilderness Campground all booked up for that in November. Here's a greeting that came in from our friend Sherry Togum. Sherry is the president of Road Trek International. That is the owners group for Road Trek owners. That's part of the Family Motor Coach Association. And Sherry wishes everybody a Happy New Year.
I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And this is from Sherry Targum.
Thank you, Sherry. And Sherry has a lot of gatherings out there. We always run into Sherry once or twice out there as well. Let's see. Time for our pal Steve Van Dinter from Verizon. And Steve has sent in a greeting. And again, we're not doing the normal commercials this time because we're concentrating on all of our greetings from as many of our sponsors and our friends as possible. Steve sent in a greeting that kind of gets you excited about some of the things that are coming technology-wise or traveling tech down the road.
Hi, Mike. Steve Van Dinter here from Verizon. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and your listeners for letting me into their homes and headphones this year to talk about the latest tech tips and trends. And I'm looking forward to sharing even more in 2018 as we gear up to talk about the launch of 5G technologies and what it will mean for all you road warriors. So as the calendar flips this year, let's first take time to reflect on the things that made 2017 great and look forward to 2018 with optimism, like an open highway stretching as far as the eye can see. Happy New Year.
And Steve also sent in this traveling technology report that we're going to play now, too, that talks about some of the year-end stuff you need to know about.
Hi there, Mike. Well, as we get ready for the calendar to flip to 2018, it's a great time for all of us to reflect on the things that went well this year and opportunities for improvement in the coming year. Now, many will set goals to work out more, get plenty of rest, or even eat better. And to make these goals stick, experts say you need to start small. So first up, we're going to need some motivation. And that's where the Fitbit Ionic can help. Fitbit's newest wearable will automatically track your activities, even swimming, along with your heart rate, so you know how hard you worked out. It'll also make sure you're getting enough good quality rest. And lastly, it can act as your personal coach, motivating you to move even when the weather outside is cold and dreary. Well, if you are going to the gym, consider protecting your phone and lightening your load at the same time with the Under Armour Stash Case. Not only will your phone be spared from drops of up to 10 feet, but the secret compartment in the back allows you to store your credit cards, ID, or even cash so you can leave your wallet at home. And if you'd like to make sure your form is solid, the Under Armour Magnetic Mount is a great companion to your stash case. With this mount, you can stick your phone to any metal object and record your form, watch videos, or just keep your phone off the sweaty floor. And since there's an app for pretty much everything today, I wanted to provide a couple for your listeners to check out. First, an app called Mindfulness Daily. Just carve out a few minutes a day to walk through some mindfulness lessons, and you'll be on your way to feeling more centered throughout your life. And last but not least, the fabulous Motivate Me app. Built in Duke University's Behavioral Economics Lab, this app is designed to help rewire your brain with good habits. So here's to a happy and healthy new year. With this week's traveling technology tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And we thank you, Steve, and wish you a merry new year over there at Verizon Wireless. Those are all really great apps, and we'll put links to them on the show notes for this episode, which is at roadtrekking.com/172.
Well, I'm really excited about rewiring our brain with healthy, good habits.
You would be. No. Yes, we all do need to do that, don't we? That is the truth. All right, back now to a few more of our friends who have been phoning in New Year's greetings. There's a community of folks. Well, you met the Pokes earlier on that are like Jennifer and I. We kind of travel around. We do seminars and we have websites and we're all pretty good friends too. And one of those gatherings that we were pretty good friends with, a couple of people, are the Geeks, Jim and Chris Gould, and they stopped by to say hi.
Hello, Mike and Jennifer.
Don't forget Bo.
It's Chris and Jim Gould from Geeks on Tour.
We want to wish all of your listeners and you the best of the holidays and a healthy and happy new year. This year, we will be in Perry, Georgia and Gillette, Wyoming for the FMCA conventions and in Sedalia, Missouri for the Escapade. On our bucket list for RVing this summer is finding a hot spring somewhere we haven't been yet.
And we cherish our friendship of many years and appreciate you even more now that we have downsized or right-sized to a road trek. You both have such great information.
Hopefully our Google Maps can arrange a rendezvous sometime this summer. See you down the road.
Goodbye, Jim and Chris. Thanks for checking in. We'll use those Google Maps. If you've not checked out Geeks on Tour, check out their website. They have lots of great learning stuff, traveling technology, learning modules. And if you're at one of those big gatherings and you see that they're putting on a seminar, I cannot recommend it strongly enough. They really help you understand what you can do with all these awesome apps and smartphones we have. This part of the podcast sponsored by Steinbring Motor Coach, Road Trek's newest dealer and a third generation family business in Minnesota's beautiful chain of lakes region, built on quality motorhomes and excellent pricing and service. The Steinbring family has been around in the transportation industry since 1917, and they've been around in the RV industry for many, many years, often named a top 50 dealer, a blue ribbon dealer, many awards year after year. They sell brand new Tiffin Class A's, Newmar Class A motorhomes. They have some used Tiffins in as well. They sell Road Trek Class B's. They have Winnebagos, Itasca, Fleetwood, Holiday Rambler, and Monaco, as well as a wide variety of used RVs as well. But check out those brand new Newmar Class A's, the height of luxury, and those brand new beautiful Road Trek Class B's at our friend Steinbring Motorhomes in Minnesota's beautiful chain of lakes region west of the Twin Cities. All right, couple more, and we will wrap up our last program of the year. This is our friend Tony M.
Hey there, fellow road trekkers. This is Tony and Barbara Magnanti down in South Florida.
And we've had a fantastic travel year this year. We're really looking forward to what we've got in store next year. Our highlight trip is going to be to the Amish country, where we're going to meet up in Lititz, Pennsylvania, with a big group of friends and family and experience all that the region has to offer. It'll be a first-time experience for us, and we're really looking forward to it. We hope everyone has a happy and healthy new year. Take care. And God bless.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. That's what a great trip. Everybody's got so many great trips. And we got one last one before we end this podcast on another high note. This is from our friend Jan Seiner. Jan wins the award for phoning in this message from the farthest place. He is in Japan celebrating the holidays with family there. But here's Jan Seiner.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jan. I'm saying hi from Japan, where I'm spending Christmas with my family. And my plans for next year are to travel. Not sure where, not sure how, not sure when, but I plan to be out there. We're actually leaving for Irabu, southern Japan, tomorrow morning, spending Christmas there. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all of you enjoy your travels and have a great time out there.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Somewhere off the beaten path.
Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
It was.
That was so fun to hear all of our friends, and most of them we all know can put a face with. A few of them were brand new. And we look forward to meeting them on the road in 2018. That was a great way to end 2017. High up and excited about what the next year brings.
All right. Can't wait till the next episode, the new year.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be a full-length episode starting next week. In fact, it's going to be a particularly interesting one about what do you do when you need the medical attention on the road. We have found a great suggestion for you. And we'll talk about that in next week's podcast. But till then, Jennifer and I and Bo want to wish you and yours a very happy new year. And we hope that you have a new year filled with easy miles and lots of smiles. And we'll see you out there road trekking across North America. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.